Hi guys, this is Natasha, aka Natty Willie from the Nerd Element. I'm here with Travis, the owner of of Source Point Press. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. You're at Motor City Comic Con, so how's it going so far?
I think that it's been pretty phenomenal so far. It's a good crowd for Friday, before people even get out of work. It's kind of packed in here, and it's been a lot of fun so far.
Now, you guys are local, so are any of your comics based on local legends or folklore or anything like that?
I don't know about local legends or folklore. A lot of our stuff is based on, like, for instance, we do a title called Up the River, which is based on the setting where it takes place is based on Michigan. I think a lot of our work is sort of informed by Michigan and sort of informed by the city of Detroit in particular. We're a horror publisher, for the most part, horror, science fiction, a lot of dark stuff, but there's always sort of a redemptive quality or a rebuilding quality or some kind of aspect of the story to bring things back to light, and I think that that's a very Detroit, kind of a Detroit thing, you know.
All right, so how did Source Point Press come to be?
Well, a couple of years ago, about 3 years ago, a couple of fellas named Josh Werner and Trico Lutkins decided they wanted to try to start a publisher. And so they formed Source Point Press. They started off with just a couple of anthology books and a comic called Jack of Spades and a few other little odds and ends. And they had some success, relatively modestly. They started doing the convention scene. They started kind of bouncing around, doing different things. And then about a year into their tenure, I had founded a group called the Michigan Comics Collective, which was at the time was a nonprofit that was sort of dedicated to publishing the work of Michigan-based artists and writers. And then, and we didn't know each other. And I ended up submitting a book to Source Point, which they ended up taking. They took the book, they published the book. And through the course of kind of working on that book, getting it done, we became really good friends. And they started really helping me out with the Michigan Comics Collective, and I started helping them out more and more with the business side of running Source Point. Until eventually it just made sense, because we were all kind of one big thing anyway, to just merge the two things together and sort of create one entity. So now it's Source Point Press, and Michigan Comics Collective is an imprint of Source Point. And I ended up becoming, the owner and editor-in-chief. Josh and Trico are still also owners. And, Trico sort of is a sales manager, and Josh is the art director. So he literally puts together a lot of the books.
Now, how many have you actually written comic-wise? Or any of your stories out there?
There's a couple. I edited almost all of these that you see. So of the, 15 or 18 books that we have out now, I think I've had a hand in editing all of them. I wrote Up the River, and there's a book through another Michigan publisher called Caliber Comics, which is one of the longest running independent publishers in the United States. I have a book called Bayani and the Nine Daughters of the Moon, which is published by Caliber. I wrote that too.
Now, are some of your comics, do they come like in graphic novels, or are you just mostly focused on single issues?
I think with it, we try to do a little bit of both. We do single issues. The reason we kind of try to do single issues is because a lot of smaller presses aren't doing single issues, or they're not trying to do monthly books, which I completely understand because it's very difficult to do. So we do that. But at the same time, we are trying to still focus on one-shot stuff, graphic novel stuff. Like right now we have Rotten Tail, which is a $10 graphic novel, and Iktomi, which is a $10 graphic novel, that are just like one-time things, one-time stories. And of course, obviously, we also have plans for all of our ongoing series. We'll eventually be collected into trades and graphic novels.
Now, are you guys online as well?
Yep. Our stuff's available digitally through Drive-Thru Comics and Comixology, and then you can also get order anything we have off of sourcepointpress.com, and we're on Facebook and Twitter and all the rest. We're easy to find.
Now, talk about your latest additions to the Source Press family as far as comics. It's like you said, First Bullets and Monstrous. Are those like the two newest ones, or
They're not the two newest, but they're probably the two most the two highest selling right now.
Okay, I see.
Monstrous issue one came out out in February, two in March, three in April, and four just came out last week in May. So all four issues are now out. It's definitely been our top-selling series, written by Greg Wright, art by Ken LeMug. It's sort of a takes place in Frankenstein's Europe. It's the monster and the creator are sort of battling against each other. Dr. Frankenstein had built an army of steam-powered robots to hunt down the monster, and it's sort of like four standalone issues that sort of let that be the backdrop to the story, while it tells the tale of the smaller characters within that world. And then another book called Wild Bullets, also written by Greg Wright, but with art by Stephen Schar, Sean Seal, Jason Jimenez, Joe Frere, and Sarah Souls. Is a story about the Bullet family, and they get together for Thanksgiving, and there's a murder. Each member of the Bullet family happens to be a pulp stereotype. So one is an adventurer, and one is a monster hunter, and one is a mad scientist, and one is a hard-boiled detective. And each one tells their story, their version of the events, of how they can't be guilty of this, you know, with a slightly different art style to, you know, to feed into their pulp conceit, I guess, is the word. The newest stuff we have is actually not in stores yet are we have our three new things. Savants by Gary Reed, who's famous for writing Dead World through Caliber Comics for around 30 years now. By Gary Reed and Seth DeMuse, and Sarah Souls did Savants. Number one is sort of out. And then Nora by Detroit native Casey Pierce. With art by Sean Seal, is a story about a woman who's a coma fisher. So she can enter into the minds of people who are in a coma to try to coax them back out. So it's a pretty hard-edged sci-fi story. And then a story called The Rot, also with art by Sean Seal, written by David Hayes, which is a story about disease and how it's spread. It's definitely more of a horror themed book. So all three of those are out. You can order them from us, but they're not being released into stores yet. They're both going to be limited series. Savants will be five issues, Nora will be four, and Rot will be three.
Now, you guys are mostly based in Michigan, but do you try and stick to cons on the East Coast, or do you try and travel like all over?
We're all over the country. This year, I think the furthest east we'll go is Boston. The furthest south is Orlando, and the furthest west would be last month we were in Los Angeles. So we're all over the country. We probably do, the Midwest is easy for us, being out of Detroit. You know, there's a Cleveland, Cincinnati, Dayton, Ohio, Toledo, Chicago, all good cities for us. East Coast is probably a little easier for us. You get into the West Coast, and now we're talking about a plane ride. We're talking about shipping material. The show has to be a pretty big show for us to be able to justify the cost of going. So, you know, I like going to the West Coast. I try to do two shows a year out there, but I got to be real careful with which ones I pick.
Well, and that's completely understandable because, like you said, it's a cost. Now, how long typically does a comic, how long does it take to edit a comic?
Oh, it can take a long time. I mean, like just the editing, like going through the script, is that what you mean?
Yeah, just like the whole process.
The whole process, like all the art is done and I gotta put it in together, make sure everything is right, and it can take it really depends on, the number one thing is how experienced is the art team that's handling the book. Do they really know what they're doing? Do they know how to turn in print-ready pages that are the right, they've been scanned correctly, they're the right size to go to print, they're the right DPI to go to print. If that happens, fast and easy, no problem. If it doesn't, then I got to start going through page by page and tweaking and fixing and doing all this, then I can spend a lot of hours putting a comic together.
And that's including the writing as well?
For me, I tend to write scripts fairly quickly, but I do a lot of prep work. So for me, I might spend 2 or 3 weeks with notes and planning things out and beat sheets and character notes, and then I might write the script in a night. Other people have a totally different you know, style of writing scripts. Like Greg, for instance, I swear that guy can poop a script out in like 15 minutes with no problem. You know, for me, it takes a lot more prep work to do it, but the writing itself is fast. So, you know, it really just depends on the person.
Right, so when you say, like, when you have monthly, like, comic book series, it usually can take a month or even longer to get, like, an issue out.
It absolutely can take longer than that. That's, like, we don't actually start releasing books until they're almost completely done. So, like, Monstrous, all four issues were done, printed, and in our warehouse before we released issue one. Right? And the same thing is true. Like, Nora, we'll have it ourselves to sell at conventions. And issue two is almost done now. And then issue three is scheduled to be done by end of July. And then issue four, and then probably around that time, we'll start releasing monthly. Right? Okay. And that way, by the time it gets around in November and issue four is supposed to come out, it'll be done.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
For taking the time to talk to me. I've learned about the background process. It's very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you came by.
All right. Thank you.